I'm Kate Wells. So about a year ago, Detroit's retired firefighters lost their health coverage in the bankruptcy. And now some of them are battling cancer, which is a major risk of the job when you're a firefighter. And that means that they have got tens of thousands of dollars in medical bills. This is a story about Detroit's retired firefighters living with the city's broken promises. Dwayne Kelly tries so hard not to get angry.
To be honest with you, I almost feel like it's criminal, that what they've done, you know?
In the fall, Kelly was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach and liver cancer.
There is no cure. So we went through a tough time with that.
But that is not why he's angry. He gets angry when his wife Ginger adds up all of the medical bills that they owe.
It's probably close to $20,000.
Wow.
And that's without our monthly payment.
Ginger and Dwayne Kelly get a stipend from the city to buy health care. It's $125 a month for her and $175 a month for him. But even after that, they're still paying $600 a month for an Obamacare plan on the exchange. And the reason they have to do this and the reason they get this stipend is because of Detroit's bankruptcy. As part of those negotiations, the city stopped offering health care to retirees. And that's not easy for any of those retirees. But firefighting comes with a higher cancer risk. If you are a firefighter, you are twice as likely to get testicular cancer as the general population. You're more likely to get brain cancer, colon cancer, leukemia, breast cancer, prostate cancer, malignant melanoma. And you're 1.5 times more likely to get non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is what Gary Schultz has.
It makes you mad that they just discarded you.
Schultz was a Detroit firefighter for decades before retiring. He and his wife spent about $18,000 last year to buy health care and pay medical bills and get prescriptions. Schultz says he still owes the hospital about another $5,500, and every time he worries about those bills, he thinks about how Detroit firefighters took pay cuts for years in order to hang on to their health care and how those promises just are not being kept.
On TV, they'll pat a firefighter on the back or a policeman on the back and say what a good job you do, and then turn around and undercut you. And again, we realize the city is strapped for money, but it's just a shame.
There wasn't any options. We went into the mediation process, and we knew there was only one bucket of money. What did you want to save? Pensions or health care?
This is Don Taylor. He is the president of the Retired Detroit Police and Firefighters Association. He is the guy who was doing the negotiations during bankruptcy on behalf of these retirees. And he points out that, look, in bankruptcy, Detroit had $18.5 billion in debt. And most of that was retiree pensions and health care promises. And the thing about health care is eventually these retirees are going to hit 65 and they're going to get Medicare. But one note about that. Firefighters are required to retire at 60, and some of them, like Gary Schultz, do it closer to 55 because their bodies are so worn out. So there is this gap, and you hope that you don't get cancer in that gap. Still, Taylor says ultimately in the decision between pensions or health care had to lose.
Health care had a smaller effect in some ways than pensions because some people had an opportunity to get coverage under their spouse or other employment. Pensions affected everybody.
And this is the kind of sacrifice that got Detroit through bankruptcy. And that is a very good thing for a lot of people. But it also means that every time a Detroit firefighter retires, he or she loses their health care. And they have to cross their fingers that they're not going to be like Dwayne Kelly, that they're not going to get stage 4 cancer and take morphine every day just to lessen the pain. And he is still trying to not get caught up in the anger that he feels about those broken promises.
And I pray that I will not think about it, you know, that I won't go there, you know, because it ain't going to help.
I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.